Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, slightly different times, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. So Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, live, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern. I always add Eastern for the time zone because, amazingly, we have people listening to us all across the country, all across the world. I'll never understand why. Maybe people who lived in the valley and moved away, or people just appreciate good radio or whatever it happens to be. I don't know. But it's all over the world. And so I've got to add Eastern time, because now with the River Network app, which is a huge hit, and this show especially on the app is just killing it, we have to acknowledge that even though we're primarily focused on the Upper Ohio Valley, Pittsburgh Tri-State area, if you will, the reach is like insane. It's absolutely insane. Look at all the followers I have. How on earth would I get so many followers? Me, of all the people on this earth. But yeah, there it is, more than 8,000 on Facebook. It's astonishing. It really is. That's why I say Eastern. So download that if you would. You can also hear the show on the radio stations, which is 105.5. That's Big Willie 105.5. And also 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can see the show. I warn you, spoiler alert, there's nothing to see, and other than the tail end of what's left of my miserable career. But you can actually see it on the Facebook live stream, which you can access on the Dimitri profile page on Facebook, also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. So there. Hi, there you are. So you'll see the studio, not much to see. You'll see the yellow ducky from Elvira from the Nail City Jeep Club. You'll see the whole operation here, and that's about it. All right, fine. So Mr. Big Willie coming up after the 8 o'clock news. We'll find out about if the gangrene of his little pinky toe, because he stubbed it and he's going on and on. Oh, it hurts. Now it's turning black. The gangrene is spreading to his other toes. I offered to help. He did not want that help. Fine. Now you'll learn what they learned in the Civil War, what those soldiers learned in the Civil War. It's not going to be pretty. But don't say you weren't warned. All right, so focus. All right, St. Clairsville. Love St. Clairsville. St. Clairsville, not so crazy about me these days. I have been both scolded and scorned just because I responded to you, my listeners, regarding this Christmas tree. I was told it had two big holes in it. I didn't know. What the heck do I know? I don't watch Christmas trees. I don't talk about Christmas trees. It's like whatever. So I go there, and sure enough, they're putting up this tree that has two massive holes in it. So I take some pictures, I post them on Facebook, and I say, essentially, should we keep this tree or put it in the wood chipper? Or say the words to that effect, and it reminds me of the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was kind of weird. Oh, and the other part is it didn't have a top. Most Christmas trees have a pointy top where you stick the star on it. Not this one. This one had like a row of hedges going across. There was no pointy top. All right, fine. I wonder if I could do it right now. Hold on. That post. Let me see. Okay, this just dawned on me, but this might be actually very interesting. Let me see if I can find that post here. Just give me a couple of seconds. Steelers, Wolf, Capito. Let's see if I can find this. I'm almost there. I'm going to tell you that the number of people, as of this morning, I swear to you, I am not making this up. The number of people who responded to this thing, it's absolutely unbelievable. Let's see, I'm almost, okay, there, hold on. Oh, Lord, where is this thing? I got to show this to you now. Ah, here we go. All right. All All right. So this Christmas tree thing that I put up, this post, November 14th. Okay, November 14th. 79 people reacted with a thumbs up or whatever. 48 comments shared all over the place. And let's see the inside. Okay. The number of views on this thing as of right now, this one stupid Christmas tree with the two holes in it, 24,466. I'm not exaggerating. That's how much people cared about this Christmas tree with the holes in it. And that was a big deal to an awful lot of people. And that's what I do. I react to people who tell me stuff about, oh, you need to cover this, you need to cover that. Nobody else is covering anything, Dimitri. You're our only hope. You know, you're all we've got, and all that. All right, fine. I didn't pick the Christmas tree. I didn't put it up. I didn't try to hide it with decorations, the holes or whatever. I just reported on it. That's all I did, was just report on it. Well, I got, these are all very nice people, by the way. I got scolded by some of them. How, and I'm paraphrasing here, how dare you make fun of our Christmas tree? Well, I wasn't making fun of it. I was simply responding to what people were saying, and you do have two big holes in it. We're going to cover it up with decorations and ornaments. Well, okay, fine. And what about the top? There is no top. Well, we're going to stick a metal piece up there, or plastic or something, and then put the star on top of it, and it'll be fine. Okay. But I was scolded, and I'm being scolded. I was scolded, and now I'm being shunned by a lot of the people, important people in St. Clairsville. I'm being scolded and shunned. I've been very nice to all these people, and I will continue to be very nice to all these people because that's just the way I roll. I meant no harm, no evil, nothing like that. It was just, it's a story. And people are responding to it, and they're telling me about it because I didn't even know about it. And when I posted it, they really, really, really responded. I'm not the bad guy here. I didn't pick the tree or I didn't move the tree. I don't know how the tree, you know, ended up with two big holes in it. I'm simply reporting on it. And this is the problem with being me, with being live and dangerously local. I don't cover the stories based on whether I'm going to be praised or not. If I was concerned about being praised, the only stories that I would cover are the stories they cover on 7 and 9, which are fundraisers and award ceremonies and touchy-feely stuff. I don't do that. I will tell you what's going on, and I will tell you what I think about it. If you like it, fine. If you don't, you don't. I can live with that. And I can live with the scorn and the shunning that's going on right now during the Christmas season in St. Clairsville area. I'm not going to mention any names. Hopefully this will die out. I'm sure it will. But you would not believe the negative reaction I got from a lot of important people. Not everyone, but a lot of important people. In Belmont County, all because this stupid tree with the holes in it. You just shake your head and you might think, well, Dimitri, I guess that taught you a lesson. I guess you're just not going to be covering controversial local stories anymore because, you know, you're pissing off too many people. I don't care if I'm pissing them off. Honest to God, I don't care. There's a reason why I say dangerously local. I'll tell you what's going on. And if people don't like it, and sometimes they don't, usually it's the power structure. Usually it's the newsmakers, usually the people with the deep pockets who just, you know, want to do whatever they can to undermine me and undermine the show and, you know, do whatever. I don't care. I swear to God, I don't care. If they put up another Christmas tree with holes in it next year, I'll do it again. I swear to God, I'll do it again. Why? Because I'm a jerk? Well, I hope that's not the reason. I hope that's not the reason. No, because if it's a news story, if it's something important and people care about it, I'm gonna cover it. But man, the scolding and the shunning that I've been getting over this stupid tree, the stupid post of this stupid tree, is unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. But if anyone thinks I'm going to change, you really don't know Dimitri. You really don't. But man, it's sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy. I mean, Richland Township, you know, when I broke the story about the, you know, million-dollar white elephant building that they built with COVID funds, and you know, all the people, you know, who liked the two incumbents, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, both good people, decent people, never complained about them, anything like that. Man, oh man, the anger, just unbelievable. And all I was doing was telling the truth. If you notice one thing about me with my critics over the years, they will say terrible things about me. They'll curse me. They'll scorn me. They'll shun me. They'll do whatever. The one thing they don't do is they never question my facts. They never say, well, that fact is not right. What he said here about the number of holes in the Christmas tree wasn't right or whatever. They never question my facts because they can't. Because I host an evidence-based talk show. I have my facts in order. When I was writing for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review for many years, I prided myself in the fact that almost never, in that little section about corrections, almost never was there a correction about anything I wrote. I prided myself on that because the facts matter. The one thing that just kills me to this day, I screwed up. I said that there were two space films that were really, really, really good. One was The Right Stuff, which is also a great book by Thomas Wolfe. A great book. And the other one, Apollo 13, a great film. Both films, fantastic. The Right Stuff book, also fantastic. In one of the columns that I wrote, I made a reference to one of those films. Houston, We've Got a Problem. I think it was something like that. And I said, well, that was in The Right Stuff. Well, that was a mistake. It was in Apollo 13. And I saw my name and the correction in that correction box in the Trib, and I wanted to throw up. I just wanted to throw up. I couldn't. It bothers me to this day. In any event, long story short, they'll criticize damn near everything about me, and that's fine. I'm a big boy. I can dish it out. I can take it. Boy, can I dish it out. But I can take it also. They never criticize or say my facts were wrong. They never do that. Because they aren't, because I do my homework. Doesn't sound like I do my homework. I sound like an absolute idiot when I come on the air talking to this microphone. And that's typically because I am an idiot talking into a microphone. But this idiot talking into a microphone still checks his facts. And that's why you can think back as long as you want, whatever. They'll criticize anything and everything about me except my facts. That they don't do because they can't. Anyway, so right now I'm a persona non grata, or whatever the right term is there. I think it's Latin for they don't like you, in the St. C. area. Hopefully it'll blow over. I still love the St. C. area. I still love the people there, and it's going to be fine. But right now, I wasn't even in the Christmas parade. I didn't want to even risk saying, hey, I'll be in the Christmas parade or whatever. I didn't want to even go to them and offer myself as, you know, a participant or anything. I just stepped back and said, all right, fine. You hate me. Everybody hates me. All this stupid Christmas tree, the holes in it, which I did not pick. And fine. But hopefully next year it'll be back to normal. For those who are wondering, why weren't you in the Christmas parade this year in St. C? Well, I didn't want to even get involved in that because who needs that headache? Who needs those hassles? I don't. Let them have their parade. Everything's fine. And just keep scorning and shunning me, and that'll be that. All right, fine. So we've got Mr. Big Willie coming up here. We still need to cover this Kent State thing against white people. White students were not allowed to audition for a singing group at Kent State because they were white. And Kent State thought it was cultural appropriation. And so there's this big thing going on at Kent State right now. We'll get to that a little bit later on this morning. But it's just, Elon Musk, I'm telling you, he might be onto something. That tweet that he did on X, in fact, I read it this morning. There is an attack to eliminate white people from the planet. It's really, it's quite amazing.